The Kansas City Chiefs have won just about every way imaginable during their perfect 15-game run that dates back to last season. Patrick Mahomes leading last-second touchdown drives, their defense making a stand, and Harrison Butker kicking game-winning field goals. They added a walk-off block to the list against the Broncos on Sunday. The Chiefs beat the Broncos 16-14. Leo Chanel blocked the kick, and after the game, talked to the media.
You know, I was getting some pressure kind of all day long in that rush to that side. And, you know, we got a bunch of guys on our field goal block team are getting great get-offs, and we talk about it all the time. Like, Coach Tobe says it every single week. You know, play is going to come our way. You know, just keep pushing. You know, keep you know, finding something, looking for something. Keep getting your hand up, driving. You know, we finally got one in a big moment.
Again, the Chiefs win it 16-14. Other games yesterday, Carolina beat the New York Giants 20-17. It was New England over Chicago 19-3. San Francisco beat Tampa Bay 23-20. Buffalo over Indianapolis 30-20. Pittsburgh defeated Washington in a good one, 28-27. It was Minnesota over Jacksonville, 12-7. New Orleans beat Atlanta, 20-17. The L.A. Chargers beat Tennessee, 27-17. Arizona, a winner over the New York Jets, 31-6. Philadelphia beat Dallas, 34-6. Detroit beat Houston, 26-23. And tonight, Miami goes to L.A. to take on the Rams. College football this weekend, Zion Young returned a fumble 17 yards for a touchdown with 22 seconds remaining as Missouri stunned Oklahoma 30-23 Saturday night. The Tigers visit South Carolina this Saturday. Draylen Washington had 123 yards rushing and two touchdowns on eight carries. Bill Davis added TD runs from 13 and 10 yards, and Louisiana Lafayette beat Arkansas State 55-19 Saturday night. Jacob Clark passed for a career-high 431 yards and four touchdowns. Missouri State accumulated a season-high 579 yards of total offense, and the Bears beat Murray State 59-31 Saturday for their eighth straight win. College basketball. Jalen Nunn had 16 points, while Norchad Omir had a double-double with 15 points and 12 rebounds, as 8th-ranked Baylor bounced back from a season-opening blowout loss to Gonzaga to beat number 16 Arkansas 72-67. Arkansas was within 70-67 when freshman Boogie Flan, who finished with 17 points and 7 assists with a little over 2 minutes left in the game. Adu Thiero, among the four transfers who came to the new Razorbacks with Coach John Calipari from Kentucky, had 24 points on 10 of 15 shooting. Arkansas will host Troy on Wednesday. Arkansas State men's basketball pushed number 2 Alabama to the brink Friday night, but ultimately dropped a hard-fought 88-79 decision to the Crimson Tide. The Red Wolves will host Little Rock on Tuesday. University of Missouri men's basketball won their home opener 77-62 over Howard Friday night in front of 11,000 fans at Mizzou Arena. Tigers, with their first win of the season, improved to 1-1. And Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies split two games this weekend, losing to Wabash College 78-72 Friday, then beating Southwestern Illinois College Saturday 68-61. The Grizzlies are now 2-3 on the season. They will be at Northeastern Oklahoma A&M on Wednesday. College volleyball this weekend in the NJCAA Midwest A District semifinals. The Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzlies shut out Iowa Western 3-0. Then in the finals on Saturday, the Lady Grizzlies beat Jefferson College 3-0. The Grizzly volleyball team will now advance to the national tournament on Wednesday, November 20th. High school volleyball, congratulations to the Winona Lady Wildcats. They sweep advance to win the Class 1A state championship 3-0. This is the program's sixth championship overall, first since 2014. High school football on Friday. The Thayer Bobcats ended their season in the Class 2 District 4 semifinals, losing to number 1-ranked Fair Grove 48-26. Liberty Eagles with a big win over Houston 42-0. Liberty will play at Fair Grove on Friday for the district championship. Class 4 District 6 semifinals, West Plains a winner. They beat Rogersville by a score of 34-27. The Zizzers will host Bolivar on Friday for the district championship. And a Class 3 District 5 semifinal action. Mountain Grove ends their season with a loss to Mount Vernon, 35-21. In Arkansas, Mountain Home lost to Greenwood, 42-0. Cave City lost to Truman, 52-30. Isser County beat Lee County, 49-14. Batesville lost to Valley View, 35-7. And Melbourne beat Mountain View, Arkansas, 31-14. High school basketball on Friday. Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears both get wins over Ozark Mountain. The girls win 48-42. Molly Corbett led the way with 26 points. The Bears won 63-42. Bears were led by Caleb Michaels with 18 points and Aiden Matheny with 12. The Mammoth Spring Bears host the Highland Rebels tonight. Both the boys and girls games will be on K-Country 95. I'll be there with a call of those. Other games tonight, Mountain Home Christian Academy boys are at Norfolk. Maynard boys and girls are at Corning, and the Salem girls will host Jonesboro Westside. That's sports for the Ecom Sports Network. I'm Mike Robertson.